This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, is to testify in the House impeachment inquiry today. Meanwhile, on the campaign trail last night, President Trump was talking to supporters about that inquiry, saying it's all about nothing.
Ukrainian foreign minister said on Thursday that the United States ambassador did not link financial military assistance to a request for Ukraine to open up an investigation into former vice president, like, we need help to beat sleepy Joe Biden? I don't think so.
Vigils held last evening after a deadly school shooting in Santa Clarita, California. A 16-year-old boy accused of killing two other students and wounding three before shooting himself in the head. He's now in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Heavy suspensions and fines are expected to come after an on-field scuffle between the NFL's Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett and Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph. During last night's game, the Steelers QB attempting to rip Garrett's helmet off when the pair were on the ground wrestling late in the fourth quarter. Garrett responded by pulling Rudolph's helmet off and then swinging it at him, hitting Rudolph in the head. Afterwards, Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin wasn't in the mood to discuss it at the news conference.
I'll keep my thoughts to myself. You guys saw what happened at the end.
An ethics investigation of Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib is revealing a number of requests for money from her campaign last year. The first-term Democrat making a number of urgent requests for funds from her campaign funds to pay her living expenses. A referral from the Office of Congressional Ethics includes scans of checks totaling thousands of dollars. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vaping still causing significant health problems for more Americans. The CDC now says nearly 2,200 lung injury cases connected to e-cigarettes have been reported as of yesterday, with at least 42 deaths confirmed in two dozen states as well as Washington, D.C. In election 2020 news, that Democratic field in the race for the White House just keeps on getting bigger, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Another Democrat gets into the race for 2020, former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, making a late entry. Patrick filing the day before the deadline in New Hampshire, the first primary state. Patrick posting this announcement video on his campaign website.
I am today announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. Come be a part of this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
A new study is looking into the lives of man's best friend, and researchers at the University of Washington and Texas A&M want to involve 10,000 dogs of all breeds and their owners in that study about how dogs age. Scientists want to look at the factors that decide a dog's lifespan and whether life expectancy for dogs can be improved. The Dog Aging Project, as it's called, will be looking at dogs of every age, size, and location. Online, we're located at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, how you doing? You ready for another day here as we continue to move forward into impeachment nation here? You know, we've got number three person to come forth, diplomat. A longtime diplomat, going to be the third witness, testify publicly before investigators. This is Maria Yovanovitch, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, which we pretty much have an idea that she wasn't necessarily a cheerleader for Donald Trump, do we? So this seems to be the case. The Democrats are going to parade anybody that they can, and in hopes be able to find a pony under this pile of manure that they're piling on America. But America is not as stupid as some would think. And, you know, they think that 50% of the Americans of this country are just Walmart shoppers, deplorables, and we don't care, we don't know, and little do they know. Our vote definitely counts because we made a difference in 2016, and I believe that America is ready to make a difference again in 2020. Now, this could end up being a incredible train wreck, you know, for the Democratic Party. If I'm seeing this correctly, and I believe I am, there's no return here. Nancy Pelosi has lost control of the rudder, of the gears, and everything with her party. She knew going in that this was going to be dangerous, that these were, you know, these are losing waters for her to travel in. Because at the end of the day, and everybody can figure this out, you've heard enough about it, is in the process itself. Once the House, if they decide that they're going to move forward with impeachment and present articles of impeachment to the Senate, well, then the Senate, it's not going to happen. They know it's dead, not necessarily dead on arrival. It doesn't seem to be enough courage there or enough conviction at this point anyway, where the Senate is just going to say, we're not going to take it up. You don't have enough merit here, and we're not going to waste any more of the people's time, so let's move on. And you got to imagine if that occurs, if it gets to that point, you know, the divisiveness of the environment will continue. It will it just will be because of the fact that you've got 50% of the country, roughly, that, you know, loves Trump, They see this as kind of a silly process, a waste of time, you know, after all the investigations that have taken place into Donald Trump. And it's like, when will this end? Okay, so if this doesn't happen and you have the audacity to give Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats the gavel once again beyond 2020, we're going to have 4 more years of this kind of fiasco and waste of time instead of dealing with the USMCA and putting thousands of people and, you know, talking 150. I've heard as many as a 500,000 people, 500,000 new jobs, you know, for people not only here in America, but in other parts of the world as a result of just the USMCA. And the Democrats in the House are blocking it, for their reason being is that they don't want to give Donald Trump a win. And I'm saying, the heck with Donald Trump. What about the American people? I mean, this is what, you know, politics has come, is that it's forcing our representatives to be selective and say, okay, we only represent, like they want the president to say he only represents Republicans and conservatives. But interestingly to note is that his policies have impacted Democrats, Republicans, independents all across the board. I mean, the unemployment numbers we're getting, they're not just favorable for Republicans. I mean, they're favorable for everybody. 401ks, equal opportunity. It's bipartisan. Everybody's 401k right now, doing quite well. It's not a select group of people. It's not for the uber rich or the uber white or the, you know, whatever it is that you want to, you know, call out in this very divisive, world in which we live in that says, that we need to be bifurcated. We're no longer the United States. We're the ununited States, which is kind of silly because we know we've learned this before as a kid, you know, as kids growing up at United we stand, divided we fall. And because of this partisan bickering that has been taking place, it has been tearing us apart. And, you know, and the thing is that people want to blame Donald Trump. You know, you can't blame Donald Trump. You have to blame us, you know, the man in the mirror. We're the ones that are participating in this idiocy and this silliness. We continue to empower those forces that want to keep us divided. Now, we've heard that, and we've heard it time and again. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, this is a political playbook that has been used for ages in other countries. I mean, all you got to do is study a little bit of history and, to check it out. And there's no excuse for it because the information is there. And you can locate it and find out that this is a pattern. This is a playbook that's been well exercised. And it is a diabolical one. And it's been exercised against other unknowing people, you know, in Europe and around the world that have bought into this kind of narrative. And they start chirping and chipping away and everything, and it gets to the point that everybody's at everybody's throat, and you're willing to surrender to something that heretofore you would not. And at the core of this country, it's liberty. It's freedom for all. We have to remember that. And as we were saying yesterday in our conversation with Kim Strassel, that you have got to, that has to be the filter. You've got to filter everything. And also with Jenna Caldwell as well, that has to be the filter. Does it add or take away from our liberties? Whatever policy comes up, like Medicare for all sounds good, you know, but is it going to make us more free or less free? You know, we've already had experiences because we've toyed around with socialism. We've embraced some socialism ideas and policies. And what do we have for it? You know, we have more losses than wins. Thankfully, it hasn't gotten to the point as it has in other countries that it's where it's totally mediocritized, the people across the board. That's the thing that's scary for me, is I can't imagine a mediocre America. That's disdainful. Our founding fathers they understood there could be the possibilities, but it was going to be up to the people to be the guardians of that. That's why, you know, it says in the Constitution, we the people. And again, you have to understand that we the people are in charge. We have the very government that we've allowed to raise up. And guess what? Because we've created this government, and this is what scares, you know, the bureaucrats, is because we raise them up, we have the ability to tear them down. And this is what it's all coming down to, ladies and gentlemen, and what you're seeing. I maintain that Donald Trump has really been a blessing for all of America. He has been an exposing agent. I mean, there has been exposure of corruption to such levels that you can't even imagine. And yet we're still to receive the IG report. We're still to receive that report from Bill Barr and John Durham. And I'm telling you, I think a lot of heads are going to explode over this, because they're going to realize just how corrupt our country has become. And guess what? It's no secret for the countries outside of the United States of America. We're kind of fooling ourselves and merrily rolling along thinking it's all okay. Well, there's major waste and all kinds of implications that are involved when you have corruption running rampant, and especially to the degree that we have here in the United States of America. I'm Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. Stay with us right here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players on special for optimal immune support. Nucleotide Complex, featuring the basis for all cellular structure. Colostrum, with its naturally occurring immunoglobulins. And ultra-quality olive leaf support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just one kind of little sidebar comment here. I was thinking, you know, that, how old is Nancy Pelosi? I mean, does she not have any gray hair? I mean, what is it? I mean, you know, you see her, you see, Dianne Feinstein, you see others, and you go, hey, how about some gray hair? I mean, you might as well wear, I guess this is their version of a non-powdered wig or something. It just doesn't, her face is not matching up with her hair. I'm sorry. And maybe that's cheap of me to say that, but, I just find it, quite interesting. It's like, okay, Nancy, let some gray hair show. It's okay. I think would bring some, nice, mature character. Maybe it might be a little bit easier. I don't know why that has distracted me lately, and I don't even sure I bring it up. So I hope I didn't offend anybody with that. But, just one of those weird thoughts that you have in the midst of the distraction of what's happening and what we're paying for in this impeachment collusion. I mean, what the Democrats are bound and determined to do, we've said repeatedly, Al Green made it clear. He says, we can't beat him at the voting, at the ballot box. You know, we got to get him out of here. And this is what it's been, this has been the rallying cause, for the Democrats as they've been snowballing and picking up more and more insanity. But meanwhile, as we were talking about yesterday, this is where you have to be careful. You begin to ideologically become so fixed on an idea like impeachment that your sensibilities and your mindset are so influenced that you see everything through that prism and through that filter. And that's where the Democrats are right now, which, I feel for them. And this is really a lesson for all of us to understand and grab a hold of. As we were talking with this yesterday with the senior editor from stream.org, John Zemarek, and John's going to be coming on a little bit, and you'll hear more of that discussion, is that you really rewire your brain. And as I'm studying that and reading, from experts who have been studying it a lot longer than I have, certainly, I mean, for decades, they've made it a life's work, whether it has to do with drugs or pornography or, sex trafficking, whatever, you just go on down the line, is that we end up rewiring our brain. We rewire our brains to accept the unacceptable. And this is why abandoning, truthful foundations, we do so at our own peril. And what I am saying to you, and you might say, well, Bill, are you saying that all the Democrats are liars? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying is that what happens, they're falling victim to what we all can fall victim to. And this can happen, this is equal opportunity. I mean, we can buy into any narrative we want to buy into, but this is why I'm saying to you, we have to consider what it is that you get behind when it comes to the United States of America. Does it support the constitutional principles? This is why somebody like Scalia was so important and these other jurists that are around. And I use them just as one example. It's a small example, really, in the grander scheme when you think about it. But in terms of running the country, are the policies, are the decisions, the choices, the people that we are electing, are they supporting or are they taking away from the Constitution? Yes, we want dynamic tension and where there's free speech and, there's room for new ideas. We're not saying that. But right now, there's not any room for new ideas. You know that. Because the politically correct society in which we live in says, look, if you don't talk my language and you don't use the right pronoun and you don't buy into the ideology that I do, then you're homophobic, you're phobic, you're one deal or another, and you're worthy to be exiled. And we can't hear from you. And I call it the spirit of invalidation that has been running rampant, throughout this culture of ours. And I guess that's the easy way to end a conversation is if I invalidate you and you have no purpose in place, then, I don't have to worry about it. Just move on. And sadly, this is what's going on at our, I say at our peril, But, you know, what happens with anything that, you know, affects our peril, it's incremental. Okay, it doesn't happen right away. If it happened right away, then we would, you know, we would change course real quick. But we don't. It's ever so slight. I mean, look what's happening on college campuses right now. Very few college campuses, or less and less, I should say, college campuses really are the bastion of free speech, which traditionally they have been. And we've looked forward to graduating classes because of the ideas and the opportunity. I mean, you imagine. If you could have 4 years of college, 5 years of college in some cases, 5 years to be able to, you know, speak freely, to sharpen up your blade and, you know, talk about these things that are happening in your culture and how you're going to go out and change it. And you have this free exchange of ideas in classrooms and in, you know, campus facilities and that. I mean, what a grand opportunity that you're able to speak in the theoretical and to be able to talk these out so that when it's time for you to come into the marketplace and really put these ideas to test, that they've been fairly exercised in your group, in your people group, to where, you know, you're bringing something to bear and a value to the marketplace. But sadly, today, the young kids that are graduating, too many of them come with these bigoted ideas, and they are bigoted. Because they've been left unchallenged because they told their fellow educatees, their fellow students and classmates, hey, look, if you don't agree with me, then you're out of here. And free speech, you know, that has been compromised. I mean, see, all these things are all incremental. And so here free speech is challenged, and we can't have freedom of speech. We can't even have a free and fair press anymore. Our First Amendment is under attack. Now the Second Amendment, I mean, why not? We're just going to go right on down the list, and whatever the prevailing ruling class says is in, you know, can be in, and whatever is out is out. It'll be rejected and invalidated in a heartbeat. This is the risk that we're running into. Again, we've got to go back to first things, and first things is our Constitution and Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. You go back to it, and we say, okay, with this idea, Medicare for all, does it help or hurt? Allowing immigrants, illegal immigrants, to come in the country and make it make something illegal now legal, okay, does that help or hurt? Okay, what does that do for the rule of law? See, all this begins to have an impact, but you have no standard in which to check it, and you just say, okay, I'm just going to, you know, speak freely here, and it's okay. You know, this is a free country. You can speak freely. But God forbid, if somebody says something that's absolutely stupid, that you can't say, you know, wait a minute, that's a stupid idea. I mean, having illegal people come in and then give them all the benefits of being a citizen when they haven't contributed, how does that make sense? And, oh, yeah, is there enough empirical evidence to say, look, we have people here that don't believe in the rule of law who are here illegally, and they're murdering citizens, and somehow that fits and makes sense in that context? No, it's a stupid idea. You got to call it for what it is. See, but what I'm saying to you is what a lot of people in Main Street America, they know instinctively because it's common sense. See, but we want to throw out common sense and ignore history, ignore the facts, and all in the realm of theory, we're going to go ahead and try all these new ideas, abandoning what brought us to the dance to begin with. Is that insane? I mean, that's really, it is absolutely crazy. But look, it is important that commonsensical Americans and citizens get activated and stand up against this stuff and call it for what it is. Yes, you're going to be threatened and we're going to be challenged, but guess what? There have been many before us, millions of people who have paid the ultimate price because they believed in liberty. They believed in our U.S. Constitution, and they went and fought and defended for this country for us to be where we are today. But where are we going to be tomorrow? That's the question. And if we continue to abandon these core principles and the truth above all, heaven help the United States of America. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. Let us know your thoughts. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Yes, I can handle it. Good, bad, or indifferent. Always love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We're coming on 29 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, is to testify in the House impeachment inquiry today. Meanwhile, on the campaign trail last night, President Trump was talking to supporters about that inquiry, saying it's all about nothing.
Ukrainian foreign minister said on Thursday that the United States ambassador did not link financial military assistance to a request for Ukraine to open up an investigation into former vice president. Like, we need help to beat sleepy Joe Biden? I don't think so.
Vigils held last evening after a deadly school shooting in Santa Clarita, California. A 16-year-old boy accused of killing two other students and wounding three before shooting himself in the head. He's now in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Biff Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for John Zemerek, senior editor of The Stream. Go to thestream.org for more information. Hey, John, how are we doing?
I'm good, thanks. It's just stream.org. Otherwise, people end up at Al Jazeera.
Yeah, well, did I say The Stream again?
Yeah. It's
okay.
Stream.org.
Okay. That's my fault. I keep wanting to throw an adjective article. It's because of the nuns. Blame it on the nuns. That's the way they taught me, John. They said adjective articles are very important. But in this particular case, least important. In fact, not even important at all. You just want to use stream.org. We only say this because we need a little levity, John, for what we've been enduring, you know, for weeks now regarding all this hearsay. And now as they come forward, we're realizing, you know, this is a game of telephone. I mean, you and I grew up with that as kids in school. You know, it's just, let's just keep passing it on. And it's hearsay. And the nerve of the Democrats to put that in front of the American people and the American people realizing, going, we're paying for this bad movie. Do you know that?
Oh, it's staggering. And it's an ongoing coup attempt. On the one hand, it's an attempt to remove Trump from power. But on a deeper level, what the Democrats are doing is like dog training. It's aversion therapy. It's similar to what the elites are doing in Britain with Brexit. If you vote the wrong way, as Americans apparently did in November 2016, or the Brits did when they voted for Brexit, we're not going to deliver the result you want. You're not going to get a president who's able to function. You're not going to get Brexit. What you're going to get is years of punishment, years of chaos, divisiveness, nonstop browbeating by the media, the pictures of people with the president's severed head, plays in Central Park where the president is assassinated, kids getting beaten up for wearing MAGA hats, or shamed for wearing them, like poor Nick Sandman in D.C. during the March for Life. This is an effort by America's elites to punish the voters for not obeying instructions. Obama was elected in 2008. That was supposed to be a fundamental transformation of the country, in his words.
Right.
And in order to help guarantee that, they opened the borders to more and more and more immigrants. The goal is to dismantle the traditional America, a small government, of Anglo-Saxon culture, of the government being basically friendly to Christianity. All of that had to change in order for us to become what Obama called a normal country. But what he meant by normal was like the countries in the European Union, where elite technocratic oligarchies ignore the wishes of the voter and impose their narrow agenda on everyone through elections that are essentially rigged.
Exactly. And God only knows, more and more so, this is happening, but they failed to rig it, even with all the stuff that they did before. I think in many ways, if there's an analysis, it will not be done in the near years, but decades later, we're going to find out just how much rigging took place during the Obama cycles.
That's right. And remember, Obama let his IRS persecute Tea Party groups and pro-life groups and Christian groups and try to bankrupt them through totally unjustified audits and attacks. Obama was willing to twist the very language of the civil rights law to extend it to transgender and gay people, which clearly wasn't intended by Congress, because homosexual activity was illegal in 49 states when the Civil Rights Act was passed. And now the left is saying that transgender bathrooms and gay couples are covered by the Civil Rights Act, even though the activity involved was illegal in 49 of 50 states at the time.
These
are lawless people.
Exactly, which earlier he said he would not. You know, getting back to what he did to, you know, the Tea Party groups, these conservative groups that mounted up, what were they guilty for, John? They wanted to be, you know, civically responsible. They wanted to be civil citizens that said, look, we need to participate in our government because, I think the Constitution says that this is a government of, for, by, we the people, which commands that we the people be activated. And meanwhile, the Obama administration had activated every three-letter agency, and particularly the IRS, to withhold, proper paperwork and, special privileges that should have been allotted. Yeah, exactly.
Put them through expensive audits. And there's a great book by Kimberly Strassel of the Wall Street Journal called The Intimidation Game about how that happened. Well, other three-letter agencies of the deep state were weaponized to try to destroy Donald Trump's presidency.
Yeah, this is what is becoming incredibly clear, and it's almost inarguable, except you hear the Democrats who are hanging on to their very dear political lives, because the entire bus is going over the cliff on this, John.
It is, and we see just how utterly shameless the Democrats are in this impeachment joke. I mean, I'm not watching the impeachment hearing. I watched 0 minutes of the OJ trial, and I'm watching 0 minutes of this ridiculous farce.
Yeah.
We just need to remember, come election day in 2020, these people don't respect our right to vote. These people don't respect our citizenship. They want to open the borders to countless illegal immigrants in order to pad the voting rolls. They want to reverse elections that we won fair and square. They're willing to gum up the government and make sure nothing useful gets done during the 3 years Donald Trump has been president. The Democrats have not cooperated on anything. Imagine if the Republicans had done to Barack Obama what the Democrats are doing to Donald Trump. They would be called unpatriotic, obstructionists. They'd be accused of treason.
There'd be riots in the street, John.
Absolutely.
Really, there would be riots in the street. There would be that kind of response. But meanwhile, here it is. Fair-minded, reasonable people are sitting at home shaking their heads going, this is ridiculous. We spent $70 million plus on the first round of the attempted coup and investigations with Mueller et al. Let's not even talk about what we experienced with Kavanaugh. I only bring that up because it is what we're finding out even with the whistleblower here. There is a fact pattern. The Democrats talk about a fact pattern. They have established the fact pattern. From having information, holding on to it, illegal fundraising, crowdfund-me type programs, which now we got a whistleblower on the whistleblower accusing him of taking foreign money or anonymous money, God only knows where it's from, to help fund his legal cause. I mean, this thing is endless, and it's all brought to you by, if it's not Dianne Feinstein that's withholding information in this particular case, it's Adam Schiff, who says with a straight face, seemingly, that he doesn't know the whistleblower.
It's staggering. We need to not get caught up in the details, not go into the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember, the Democrats don't respect democracy.
Right.
We should call them the anti-Democrats. They don't think grubby little people like us should have a voice in how our country is governed. They want it to be third-generation Harvard aristocrats, like the ones we saw from the State Department, parading their expertise and their bloodline,
mm-hmm.
their genealogy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
As proof that they are the responsible people who ought to be running the country on our behalf. And they use weaponized false charges like racism recklessly with abandon against anyone who dares to go against them. The term racism is now just a rolled-up newspaper that you get smacked on the nose with.
Exactly. I mean, it is that ridiculous. The thing is, and early on, we sensed this. I mean, I've been around business most of my life, and this is water cooler, you know, petty office politics kind of stuff that's going on. You know, they're not the boss. Somebody else is the boss, and now you got all this backbiting, and in this era that has been, you know, welcomed and ushered in by the Democrats, you know, anonymous reporting, whistleblowers. I mean, look at a month before the whistleblower blew his whistle on this phone call, they conveniently changed the rules, John, of the Whistleblower Act to accommodate hearsay reporting. Can you believe that?
Yeah. We have to see the fix is in. Now,
yes.
We have to remember come November, the Democrats want to end democracy in America. They clearly don't think the people should have a voice. They want the entire country to be run by elites in Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco, and everybody else to be serfs. They're acting more and more like Eastern European dictators. Remember, they use their secret police to crack down on political dissenters. People should see the movie The Lives of Others.
Yes. John, we got to go to break. We've got more from John's America after this. Stay with us.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, great to have you along. We come to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And you'll hear us over the weekends on, well, probably another 60, 70 radio stations that are kind enough to re-air our Friday show. And so even if you miss any part of the John Zemerich interview, you can catch it, I'm sure, or go to our podcast absolutely free at BillMartinezLive.com. John is the senior editor. You go to the stream. You want to go stream.org. No adjective article. And you will get there and, be able to enjoy additional brilliance brought to you by the one and only John Zemerich. John, just a ribbon on this thing here. We have to endure a couple of more weeks as this attempted coup, continues. And as you say, very rightly, is that the American voter need to understand and hold in their mindsets who has been doing this, who has been resisting a positive direction and an opportunity to get this country back on track. It has been brought to you by the deep state, by the Democrats, the press that's no longer free and fair. It is totally sold out. It's become, sadly, most of them have become a propaganda arm for the Democratic Party.
I've got a piece I'd like to talk about at stream.org called Putting Lipstick on the Pig.
That was my neck. I was going to...
Yeah, Trump's press conference with Erdogan. Tayyip Erdogan is an Islamist who rules the country of Turkey, has locked up more journalists than any member of NATO, he has unleashed jihadists on the Christians of northeastern Syria. The same people who fought ISIS on our behalf and lost 11,000 soldiers, while we lost fewer than two dozen. These same people, he has just unleashed Al-Qaeda-linked jihadists. They're slaughtering Christians all across southern Syria. They're trying to destroy the Kurdish region, which is the only part of the Arab world where there is religious freedom. And what's interesting there is you've got Protestant churches popping up among the Kurds, Muslims converting to Christianity, the only part of the Muslim world where Muslims have the religious freedom to become Christians if they want to. And that, if that's spread to the Middle East, it could change the whole region. It could change the whole game. Mm-hmm. And Erdogan, as a radical Islamist, announced what he called the jihad and announced the army of Muhammad is coming for the unbelievers. These are his own statements or statements in his official party newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he is conducting a war of terror and ethnic cleansing against Syrian Christians. And there are sanctions against Turkey that are sitting before Congress. Mitch McConnell is holding them up, and Trump opposes them. We need to tell the president, tell Mitch McConnell, pass those sanctions.
Exactly.
We cannot let Turkey get away with ethnic cleansing. They've got people from ISIS who they've recycled and put in their Islamist militias.
Mm-hmm.
This group was called the Free Syrian Army. Now it's called the Syrian National Army. It is affiliated with Al-Qaeda. The same people who bombed the World Trade Center and the Pentagon are now killing Christians in Syria. And we need to let Erdogan know he can't get away with it.
Why is Trump dancing this dance with Erdogan? I mean, because this was very awkward, this press conference, as you say, putting a lipstick on a pig. It was almost as bad as what was happening, you know, with the intelligence community and the facade that Adam Schiff was putting on. And then you go to the other side, and you got the other side of the bookend, and you've got this presser with the president and Erdogan.
I don't know what the motivation for Trump doing all this with Erdogan is. I'm not going to speculate. People
yeah.
convinced him that Turkey is an essential NATO ally. We don't want them cozying up to the Russians. Frankly, I think Turkey is more dangerous to Western civilization, to Europe, to America, than Russia will ever be. Turkey is the one pouring immigrants into the European Union. Mm-hmm. Turkey is the one. President Erdogan went to Germany and told his Turkish women in Germany to have 5 or more kids so they could outvote the Christians and make it a Muslim country. I don't
right.
see Vladimir Putin doing anything like that to European countries.
Well, and Erdogan threatened. He threatened back to Trump when Trump said, look, we're going to put sanctions on you. And he says, yeah, go ahead, and I will release refugees en masse.
3.6 million.
Right?
3.6 million, he said he would send to Europe.
Right.
Remember, all these Syrian refugees, they're refugees in part because of Erdogan. He helped start the Syrian civil war because he wanted to topple Assad. So, yeah, Turkey has a bunch of Syrian refugees. Turkey deserves them. Turkey helped start this war.
Right.
Turkey backed ISIS. They bought their oil. They let them shelter there. Remember, the head of ISIS, al-Baghdadi, where was he sheltering? In the city of Idlib, which was controlled by Turkey's jihadist militias. Who helped us find them? The Kurds.
The Kurds.
Syrian Democratic Forces.
Exactly.
So who are our allies there? The Syrian Democratic Forces and the Kurds. And the Christian militias allied with them. The Turks are not our friends. They're not even frenemies.
Mm-hmm.
They're borders
right.
becoming enemies. And we need to get our bases out of Turkey. We need to get them out of NATO, keep them out of the European Union. But right now, we have to punish them for
mm-hmm.
ethnic cleansing of Christians. That's happening right now as you and I have this conversation. If you go to screen.org, we have testimony from local Christians in Syria talking
mm-hmm.
about how Erdogan's thugs are marking the homes of Christians with that letter N, just the way ISIS did.
Wow, and just like Hitler did.
Yeah, with the Jews, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So here, and you know, like you said, and you're exactly right, John, we're so beholden to somebody who's already proven beyond suspicion. I mean, even Lindsey Graham called him out on it, which was
yep.
it was a little uncomfortable, but that's okay. We need to exacerbate the uncomfortability of Turkey right now because they're not looking out for America's interests. I mean, you're worried about what they might do with Russia. They're already in bed with Russia. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're more dangerous to us than the Russians are or have been since 1990.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, go back to what is Turkey's end goal here? What is their vision?
Islamization of Europe and the revival of the Ottoman Empire. He said so.
Yes. So when somebody says to you they want your annihilation, that they want to be the king of the hill,
it's time to believe them.
Yeah,
their word.
I mean, we continue to somehow accommodate. We did this. In fact, I was just talking with Lou Paper, who's written a great book, In the Cauldron. This is an interesting perspective, especially in this day of age, because it is from the viewpoint of the ambassador to Japan leading into Pearl Harbor, and here.
here it is. We want, you know, just like we did then, we repeat this cycle of imposing our Western values and perspective on foreign people. And we keep thinking, whether it's the Chinese or Japanese or whether it's Russia or Turkey or Iran, that somehow they're going to change their ways. They only know their ways. How are they going to change their ways?
We're playing checkers, they're playing chess, and of course we're losing. So please, people, tell your senators, vote for the sanctions to be imposed on Turkey to punish them for ethnic cleansing and genocide that is happening against Christians in Syria right now.
And remember what we just said a moment ago. This is a government of for by we the people. If you don't pick up your phone and you don't make a phone call, then we continue to sit back and we might as well be like those churches in Germany as the cattle cars were passing by and they could hear the screams of Jews in those cattle cars being taken to concentration camps, and the response of the pastors was, just sing louder.
You know, there's a beautiful, powerful film made about that call, Sing a Little Louder.
Right.
I urge people to Google it, Sing a Little Louder, and it is exactly about that true story of a German church where a train on its way to the camp went off the tracks, and the Jews inside were yelling for help, and the pastor's response was to sing the hymns louder. It's a true story, and the video directly ties that to the persecution of Christians in the Middle East today.
Well, what I want to say is don't sing. Pick up your phone, and even if you have to scream, but get your voice to be heard. Because, again, this is how a government of for the people works, is that we're activated. We're on top. The org chart, John, as you know, in traditional business, the org chart looks like a pyramid. Our founding father said, no, we're going to turn it upside down. On top is going to be the people, not the czars, not the president, not the king. It is going to be the people at the top. But if the people at the top do not exercise their right, then we get overrun because you have the elites more than willing to take over, and that's what they've been doing now.
That's exactly what they're doing, and that's what the impeachment farce is all about.
Exactly. Well, another article that you wrote at stream.org was regarding Marco Rubio. What's going on with him? He's coming up with a third way between capitalism and socialism. We're trying to cut the baby in half here, are we?
Yeah, I mean, Marco Rubio has good instincts, and he sees that the American family is declining, and he sees that people having trouble having enough kids, you know, our birth rate is declining. People are saying, well, we just have to replace them with immigrants. And if you say that's wrong, you're called a racist.
Well, maybe we've got to quit killing the babies, too, John. You know, if we stop killing them, maybe we'd have more, just saying. Go ahead.
That's true. But if your birth rate is below replacement, if your population doesn't think life is worth living enough to replace itself, which is true in almost the whole of the West except for Israel, there's something profoundly wrong. You've got a real problem, and Marco Rubio is right to recognize that. He's talking about using the federal government to try to constrain capitalism, to try to be more pro-family, and I think that's not really the answer. I don't think the big government, the federal government, is the way to fix this. I think we need to fix the culture, we need to restrict pornography, get rid of abortion, make the government more friendly to religion, but I don't see the government stepping in with heavy-handed economic measures being any kind of solution. It doesn't work in Europe.
Well, this is set for a longer conversation on another day, and I look forward to that. Dr. John Zemerich, senior editor of The Stream. Stream.org is where you want to go for more information. John, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
With more people listening to